you were saying that this woman took you there to the uncle's
home. Yes, to the uncle's home. She told him that we came. He was very nice to us. He made a nice dinner. He was very nice. And he used to come in to see us once in a while.
Did you ever spend Seder with them?
No, but we moved and my mother came. She went to see them, you know. That was home. And we didn't have much that time. And we rented a house on Devonport Street. I remember it was Devonport Street. Mm-hmm. And we rented a whole little house for 6 months or so.
Oh, well, your mother came with everybody else, then you
needed the furniture and stuff. So he sent us in a few things, the uncle beds, and in the wintertime he sent us in a few loads of coal, you know, to help us. He was nice. Every once in a while, my mother used to go to this one. But he's dead, they're both dead now.
During your first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe? Did you write to anybody in Europe?
Oh, yes, sure. We had a big family in Europe. Mm-hmm. We wrote to them. We sent them a few dollars every once in a while.
In any other part of the world, or mostly just in Poland? They were all in Poland.
Just in Poland. Well, my brother was in Austria. You know, that was Austria.
So he stayed in Austria.
He stayed there, and he got married there to a girl from Austria. And when we all came to this country, he wanted to come too, but that girl was the only daughter from a family. And they were very wealthy people, and they wouldn't let the daughter go. So he remained there. And then he got killed by Hitler, you know, and his wife, his son.
Did you communicate with him all these years?
No, like, yes.
But they never visited him.
In 1939, he wrote me a letter and told me he had a fruit store on the German border. Very nice, and they had their own home. They were nice situated because our people were pretty wealthy.
So he's a Polish girl too.
She's from Austria.
Oh, Austria.
So he wrote to us that they came and they broke into his store and they ruined everything. They broke the windows. And he can't stay there no more. He's going to Russia. He's taking his son and his wife, and they're going to Russia. And when he came to Russia, in a little town, he wrote me a letter, and he told me that he got there. And his son was a latest tailor, you know. And he told me that the son goes to work. He got a job, and he's working. And he's making a little bit, and that's what they're living from. So I went and sent him $25, you know. So when he received from the $25, $10, the government took 50. And he wrote and told me that I should have sent no more money. Because he says, the government takes it all away. And David makes enough for us to live here. Keep the money, and when this is over, then I'll need money. I might come to America, or I might get into business. That's the time I'll need the money. So this was the best way.
Are you American citizen?
Oh, yes.
How did you acquire your citizenship?
Through marriage.
When did you first vote?
Oh, as soon as I became 21, I voted. I never stopped voting.
And to what party did you belong?
Well, years ago we lived in the Patriarchs, and that was Republicans. Everything was Republican at that time. But then when President Roosevelt came in, we became Democrats.
When did you first meet the person you married, and how did you meet him?
How did I meet him? Well, we had a Landsberg. This was a Landsberg mate. She had a hardware store on Logan Street. And I came over there one time. She says, I have a nice boy for you. You come Sunday and you'll meet the boys.
How old were you?
About 17. So I met him. Oh, he was just a friend of mine, not even quite a year.
What year was that, do you remember?
1916.
Is that when you got married? Mm-hmm. 1916. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how long did you get together before? Did you know?
Not quite a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're married really. You wouldn't call that a prearranged marriage. You just met him and
Just prearranged.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You think if you were in Europe, it would have been and your marriage would have been prearranged if you would have stayed in Europe?
Well, they usually have somebody.
The Shuckton, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was your husband from the same country?
Did you see
Austria. Oh, he had initially come from Austria.
Yeah.
How long was he here? Was he here much longer than you?
Well, he was here about 5 years before me.
Did you care particularly about marrying someone that wasn't Polish, or did it make any difference?
No.
So he was Jewish. It didn't matter from where,
Jewish,
what
yeah.
town. Uh-huh. Did any of your friends or family in those days marry any non-Jews? That wasn't prevalent. What was your feeling about this? I guess probably didn't even think about it, huh? Because
the intermarriage.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that time was very, very rare, you know.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't today. It's a, uh-huh. We have some intermarriages in the family today. Mm-hmm. One.
There
wasn't anything like
we
this.
We all do. Mm-hmm. Did you have any marital problems and adjustment during your early years of marriage? Most people do.
Well,
you know, the
we have here and
adjust
there,
to one
yeah.
another. Uh-huh. And then where did you live then?
I got married and we lived in Dinwiddie Street in those stone houses.
Mm-hmm. Right near my office.
Mm-hmm. I had 3 rooms on the 3rd floor. Mm-hmm. I lived there for 1 year.
Who made the important decisions?
You and your husband. Both, I guess.
Is this the way it was in your parents' home? Was it any different?
Well, in my parents' home, my dad was the one that made the, you know, in Europe.
Yeah,
the man. The man does the
decision. Did you have children?
I have one son.
What kind of schooling did he have?
My son. He graduated from Pitt.
Did he have any Jewish education?
Oh, yeah.
Later.
He was very good. Mm-hmm. I had a rabbi coming into my place for 18 years to teach.
He came to your house?
Yeah. We lived in the Deep Rocks, and there was no Haida there. My son was supposed to be a rabbi. He was very religious, but he isn't.
Mm-hmm. I guess you didn't feel you had any problem raising him because you were an immigrant or for him no bearing on it. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much. This was most interesting.
Well,
very kind to help us out.
I didn't know.